Well, just based on my experience from working bombing investigations, you're usually literally looking through dirt or mud or dealing with trace evidence that's already exploded. The fact that you have an intact device, that leaves you with the possibility that you have latent fingerprints, perhaps DNA, you have hair and fiber that at times is left on tape. It gives you an intact firing train so you know exactly how the device works. You have explosives that have not already blown up that you can look at and examine. So the sheer volume of leads that you can turn off the intact device is just phenomenal.
Authorities supposedly set up a command post at one of the FedEx sites. What does that tell you?
It suggests to me that at least the one that exploded at the FedEx facility originated from a local FedEx drop-off point in Austin. So presumably those packages go from the local drop-off point to the distribution center where the device detonated.
And what do you think about the massive amount of law enforcement power employed in this situation?
I can't recall of recent note another investigation where this many federal agents have been committed. The numbers we're hearing locally here in Austin are 500 in between the ATF and the FBI. So those are unprecedented numbers.
The pattern of where the explosions have taken place, what have you learned about that?
That to me is fascinating, JJ. There's the geographic profiling that if you look at a map of Austin and you lay it on the desk, you have devices that start at in the northern part of the city, then drift south on the east side of Interstate 35, which is much like Interstate 95. It runs straight through the city. And then on Sunday, you had a device in the southwestern part of the city. So it's almost like someone is painting the city with a square or a circle of bombings outside of the edges of the city perimeter. And when the devices first started detonating, we had a huge international special event underway here in Austin, and these devices were outside of that perimeter. My feeling is that we certainly have an individual that lives and works here, very familiar with the ebbs and flows of the city, knows the traffic patterns, knows the areas to stay away from due to heavy police presence and surveillance cameras.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence and Chief of Security at Stratfor in Austin, Texas. It's believed that Mark Anthony Condit was the only bomber involved in the case, but authorities have not definitely concluded that. J.J. Green, WTOP News.